Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 30th. Colorado Highway 145 was closed for a portion of Memorial Day weekend. A massive rockfall in between Cortez and Telluride caused a headache for travelers and the Colorado Department of Transportation. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, here's the story filed by Kara Pallone of KOTO.
Two massive boulders slid onto the highway between Cortez and Telluride about 12 miles north of the town of Dolores on Friday afternoon. The highway was rendered impassable leading into Memorial Day weekend, a notoriously busy time for travel.
These boulders came from a ridgeline that is about 1,000 feet above the highway, and they tumbled and plowed down a slope to reach the Colorado 145 roadway surface.
That's Lisa Schwantes, Region 5 Communications Manager for the Colorado Department of Transportation. She says one boulder is the size of a house and is estimated to weigh 8.5 million pounds. It plowed across both lanes of the highway, creating an 8-foot trench before coming to rest on the other side. The smaller of the two boulders, clocking in at 2.5 million pounds, rolled right onto the highway. On Sunday, CDOT crews and a geotechnical team were able to successfully blast the boulder embedded on the road, and by Monday afternoon, the highway was open to one-lane alternating traffic via a temporary road. Schwantes says the process of boulder busting entails drilling holes into the boulder and filling them with explosives so that the rock is blasted into smaller fragments.
In order for our crews to drill the holes to get up on top of it, we had to build an earth ramp to the top of the boulder to get the drilling equipment to the top of the boulder to drill the holes needed to be drilled and filled with explosives.
Trucks immediately started hauling the fragments away, and CDOT got to work building the temporary road. Schwantes says the one-lane alternating traffic system could be in place for 1 to several weeks while crews rebuild the section of damaged highway.
Folks, we are warning you that there's going to be periodic lengthy delays of up to possibly an hour as you're traveling on Colorado 145 north and south.
Both northbound and southbound drivers will encounter portable stoplight signals controlling traffic flow at the rock slide site. For safety, there's no stopping or standing allowed at any time. The traffic light signals are automatically timed, so it's imperative that all vehicles get across the temporary road before the light changes. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.
Lake City in Hinsdale County has spent almost the entire month of May under an emergency declaration. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports that officials are being forced to make some tough decisions.
In order to avoid flooding, safety officials and the family that owns the Hidden Treasures Dam uphill of the town of Lake City have decided to remove the historic structure that dates back to the town's mining era. Michael Davis is a public information officer with the Unified Coordination Group in charge of disaster relief.
The Hidden Treasure Dam was breached many years ago. It's got an opening that allows the Henson Creek to flow through. However, with the high runoff and the debris that's in Henson Creek, if that debris should fill the breach in that dam, we are confident that if it filled with water, it would fail. And that could result in a massive surge of water and debris impacting Lake City.
The advisory group in charge of making the call to remove the dam included numerous state and federal agencies, as well as the Heard family, owners of the Hidden Treasure Dam. I asked Davis if its removal means that residents of Lake City are safe from flooding.
The dam backing up and creating that surge hazard has been a serious concern, but it is only one factor in the overall picture.
Davis referred to another historic dam as well as bridges and choke points in the riverbed that could lead to similar surges of floodwater. Snowpack in the San Juans remains at nearly twice its yearly average, while debris from heavy March avalanches clogs valley floors and riverbeds. The Hidden Treasures Dam was built in the 1890s and is one of the few remaining remnants of the area's mining history. Officials say that removal will be documented for future generations to learn about the dam. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And today, there's news in local energy. Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association, the wholesale power provider to the Delta Montrose Electric Association, has an offer to retire its coal assets in Moffitt County and at a New Mexico site. The move would allow Tri-State to shift toward more renewable energy, according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. A Denver-based wholesale power provider, Guzman Energy, is proposing the nearly $500 million deal. Guzman Energy's proposal would eliminate nearly half of Tri-State's coal-fired power capacity not already slated for early closure. Guzman would provide that power to Tri-State, largely from renewable sources. It could help address the concerns of some of Tri-State's member local energy cooperatives who want to see Tri-State provide cheaper and cleaner power. Guzman Energy says it also would help Tri-State comply with recent legislative requirements in Colorado and New Mexico. The proposal would have serious economic consequences in Moffitt County, where the Craig Station power plant and two local coal mines that supply it provide hundreds of jobs. Guzman Energy's proposal calls for the targeted coal-fired power plants to shut down by 2025. It is proposing providing what it says would be substantial financial assistance to impacted communities. Tri-State and partners that own the Unit 1 generating facility at the Craig Station already have agreed to shut down that plant by 2025 under an agreement to address haze, in which it will also close its nuclear station coal-fired plant in Montrose County by the end of 2022. Under Guzman's proposal, Tri-State would close the remaining two units in Craig. That would affect the nearby Kalawayo mine and Trapper mines, which supply the plant. Tri-State owns Kalawayo and is a part owner of Trapper. DMEA is currently trying to leave Tri-State and partner with Guzman Energy for power, and Colorado's Public Utilities Commission has agreed to consider its request for a determination on a fair exit fee from Tri-State. That decision is expected sometime this summer. Officials from Tri-State said they would like to see a more detailed written explanation of Guzman's proposal before deciding anything. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 30th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.